Okay, this is an addendum. So this is the answer. So business 101 was an hour and something. This is going to be really short. I told you what Jennifer Mercier is doing. And I'm using the model that she's using, but I think personally that vulvodynia, an acute and chronic pelvic pain, particularly as so many men are killing themselves because nobody understands chronic prostatitis, would be a very good idea. And that's why the E-Lotus last Easy Babies was Men Matter. It's not just their fertility. I mean, goodness me, they're killing themselves left and right. Why? It's a bit like postnatally. It's the largest cause of death for women in New Zealand and Australia. Suicide. It's called late maternal mortality, yes? First year after birth, they're killing themselves. They're not having accidents. They're out of here. So we need to look at something that's going to actually make the money. And for most people, it's they can't have sex, it hurts, they can't sit down, it hurts, they can't, I don't know, they can't bleed, and they can't not bleed either because they want to have babies. So forget about fertility. If you focus, like I think I'm going to focus, there's two focuses. One is how many people aren't chopped up. I know it's a strange comment, but how many people are not? They go off thinking they're going to have a birth and now they have a delivery by surgery. Okay. One way or the other. If it's not perineal slit, it's the sunroof. Now that's not going to help them for the rest of their lives, which is why I've done a workshop called Effective Healing After C-Section, because I've had one. And nobody understands how much it stuffs your life up till 20 or 30 or 40 years after the event and somebody undoes the adhesions and oh my God, everything's fixed. It's not just after. It's not that you might have, you know, placental accreta later. Yeah, that might happen. But what also might happen is your body's not the same ever again. Well, we can fix that. We're reconnecting the bowel and the diet. Anyway, so my thing is maternal and menstrual rescues. Yeah, there might be fertility in that. But it's maternal because she's been done over and she's got PTSD and heaven knows what, and it might be decades later. And menstrual because from the age of 9, she's been having periods and somebody should have sorted out the precocious puberty. That's me again. See, it's a hard case. So I asked different questions. So for me, I decided that given that the Mercier model was 2.5 when I started, it's now 3 and that's American dollars and that's only the woman, I decided if I was seeing fertility patients, they were both going to have to come and it's 5,500. I've done several of these now and the first thing I have to do is rescue their relationship. In one case, they'd met each other, they'd been seeing each other for a couple of months, she gets accidentally pregnant and he convinces her to abort it. And 8 years down the track, they've done any number of IVFs and they still haven't had a baby and it's actually, she hates him, but she's stuck with him because their lives are intertwined and all the rest of it. So that is a very bonded couple who are going off into the sunset with or without children, at least they're still together. Okay, so the thing about all of this is your inner mind feels going to do fertility because too much breakage has happened for too many people making money already. So I prefer to look at menstrual rescues and she might have had I don't know how many operations and so forth for endo. And one young woman recently had a double bowel resection, so you know, like in order for her bowel to recover, she had a poo bag. There's hardly anything of it. And then 3 months later they put it back in again. And she was in such a mess. She's in not that mess now. But she's got to do the castor oil packs, the steaming and the self-care. Otherwise everything starts falling in a heap. Now he still hasn't done a sperm test. Right. And she knows his health's no good. So, you know, they're not my qualified patients. I've done that, but I'm not chasing her for follow-ups. She knows what she should be doing and she's not doing it. They spent $15,000 getting a surgeon of their choice on top of the fact they were paying for private health insurance. So everybody's going, give me, give me, give me. She could have come to me and I could have fixed the problem with her rice. But she chose to do it the way she did. So here we have the problem in the head again. So your qualified person is the one who's done all of that. And now what are they going to do? They're going to follow what you're doing. So you've got to offer a package. And the package I offer is vastly more than the Mercier package, which is not me discouraging anybody from doing that. But if somebody's coming in for any form of menstrual or maternal rescue, so we're forgetting about the couple for the moment, We're doing the $3,000 equivalent package, so it's 3.5 because we've got GST. And anyway, so then I've given them a pack which I've called the maternal or the menstrual rescue pack, and that's got safe intimate care pads, it's got my online courses, it's got all sorts of vibrational remedies, it's got the iodine to use, the topical, it's got the magnesium topical to use, it's got the castor oil, it's got the wadding to start them off, it's got vibrational essences and creams and comfrey ointment and moxa sticks and all sorts of meditation things that I've made up and just all sorts of stuff. A faha, can't remember what else. There's even a little amethyst for them to have a little gift, you know, like I've done lots of things, and that's in a beautiful box, and that is part of their kit. So they walk off with a thing. See, they spent a lot of money, they need a thing. So they've got a thing. And everything they need is in that. And you know, I might go back now. I'm going to have a steamy chick in my practice, because we're both Avago self-care teachers and we've got a steaming room and a moxa shed out the back. So there we go. We'll be on the job. And so that then is easy, because we've got a waiting room, like a living room, and we can run courses. But I've been waiting for someone to come in to people the place, because I'm not that one. I'm traveling around the world. So that person gets at least 3 hour sessions, which sometimes go to 4 or 5. Doesn't mean I'm only with them. I'm mostly with them, but when they're on the steamer, I might have thrown in a couple of acupuncture patients at the same time. I've got 4 rooms, but probably not, particularly if they've come from another country, as they often have to see me, because it's hard, they'll come and see Heather Bruce. And I've got a lot of the Aurasoma bottles, and so at some point I'm going to sit them down and we're going to open up the cabinet, and they're going to go through their life story unbeknownst to them, picking bottles and me using them and them discovering things. And then they're sitting there, and I've given them a $3.50 journal, which looks lovely, but they don't know I got it from a cheap bin thing. But it's they're being given a present again. We've got the little girl or the little boy inside, and there's a nice pen, and here they are writing notes to themselves. You know, this is their special unit. They are now diarising their life. Wow. And they have to have gifted themselves the time off. It's not just the money. And if they've come from a long way away, they might do 6 consecutive days, or they might do 2 lots of 3 days. And they're all having a steam, and they're all having basically a spa, a health spa. And they come out of it feeling amazing, because I'm doing my gentling wave stuff, they are completely realigned. And all of the chiropractors, osteopaths and everybody else hasn't been able to unlock their pelvis. Well, I just did that. Yep, it was a mixture of this, that and the next thing and the steaming. And they're going home to do all of these things. And they've got online courses to be going on with. And I'll follow them up and say, how are you going? Now, they might come and do that again, or because I'm a self-care teacher, I might do an Avago self-care workshop, which is all day Friday night and all day Saturday, Sunday, my way. And I'll probably have done the Friday as well. And that then is my own version of stuff to get them off their terrorized, oh my God, I've been raped, and what happens if that gets triggered? So let's reframe that first before we go into this. We want you to move through that. And so that's my friend, because you know what set them up to have these problems? Life. So we need to undo that. We're not an acupuncturist. We're a holistic, multi-modality, multi-dimensional, transformative energy body worker. It is work. We are working. And we are bringing a lot into that space. And one part of that is needles. But acupuncture is not needles. We should be moving the chi. So however we do that. It's an interesting way of looking at it, isn't it? And part of that is me taking them back to what their great-grandmother probably would have told them if she was around still. Bash them around the head with, why are you doing X, Y, Z? They know they shouldn't be. And nobody's giving them boundaries. They haven't been given boundaries for so long. And they've got their peers going, oh, I do that too, it's fine. It's not fine, look. X, Y, Z's happening. And so they're actually being parented within a container. And you provide the safety of the container, and you're only doing that bit. So you're offering that bit, and they can go back to their herbalist, naturopath, whoever, if they like. But you've probably set them on the path of their body's reset itself, because my 3 words are declutter, reset, restore. Well, it's like a piece of electrical equipment, really, electronic equipment. You've got too many things open. You've got to defragment the thing. You've got to turn it off. It's going to hopefully go back to the default. Now use it according to the owner's manual. So if you set yourself up as a natural health coach, how many people do you think are making tens of thousands per person with vastly less experience and knowledge than you've got? Because they've got a marketing ploy. So what's happened to you? You've been beaten down by going to an acupuncture college or some other form of natural healing, which has put all of this medicalized bio whatever in there, and you've got to fit here because of suing and this and that, the next thing, so step outside it. At least do Reiki or polarity therapy or something. I mean, we're energy workers, for goodness sake. Because what happens if the needles have caused a problem? What are you going to do now? So I'm going into storytelling again, because if we tell stories, people are more likely to think about it. So this is one of the first things that ever happened to me. So this is when I was 25, okay? So 39 years ago, I had a patient, and I was doing what I do. Now, this patient was the first person in Australia to have stents put in her brain, and she had four of them. And all of a sudden, she got an explosive pain in her head, and I thought, oh, shit. And so I took the needles out. Now, it's probably being me putting in master points of eight extras or something. And I reasoned that what had happened was her body was trying to reconnect and there was blockages in there, because I don't think like everybody else, okay? So I was giving the body its return to blueprint instructions and it was trying. Piece of missing information, she hadn't told me she was an alcoholic either, just by the way. Oh dear. So because I had the book Your Healing Hands by Richard Gordon, which is somebody with their hands on either side of them and a rainbow in between. Oh yes, the hippie days, that's right. So I knew to put my left hand on her right, on her forehead, and I was standing on her right, and I'm always standing on everybody's right, so I can do this if I need to. And I placed very gently my right hand on her belly, and I was now got a hand that was shaking like crazy, my right hand. I was not doing a thing. I was the channel. See, I had done Reiki therapy. Unbeknownst to everybody, some of us, she says, pointing to Heather, have had a very eclectic acupuncture training. And I was trained in Qi, not from a Chinese point of view, but from in a more advanced, the people that were educating me were doing it very differently, and I just happened to lob in when all these interesting people were about, and so that was what was happening. So I just knew to do this, and so she didn't die. It's a big sentence, isn't it? So we have to know what to do. And okay, we've whipped the needles out. Now what are we going to do next? Give a rescue remedy? Oh, maybe. We could have gotten stuck into kidney one, and maybe. We could have worked in Governor Vessel 26. Yeah, we could have. They're needles. What happens if we're going to have an autopsy and we found acupuncture needles? Maybe it's our fault, you know? Like, and here's fear. I wasn't operating with that. I knew that I could do a better job myself. And how did I know that? I didn't from personality. I knew that that was what to do, and I did it. And there she is. She's fine. So we've got to have something else. Now, how do we do that something else if we're trying to make money? We can't be trying to make money. I'm solving problems. What's your problem? I'll solve it. Okay, I'm having fun at work. And if we're not going to have humility, and a sense of humour, we can just pack it in right now. And if we start focusing on what we can give, not what we can get, if we enjoy the fact that we've got all of these things that we wouldn't have anywhere else in the world, and if we're grateful for what we've got, then we're going to be a magnet for those who need that. So that was business 102. We're going to offer programs. So if you must help people get pregnant, they need an awful lot of help to have a better baby. Because if they needed help to make that baby stick, then what sort of kid's it going to be? They're running off and having scans all the time. They've got all these obstetricians telling them this, that, and the next thing. They're not following the life recipe, and they sure as hell aren't helping that baby's gene. So you insert yourself right there and you go, well, I've got a better baby's program. And you sign up for the whole lot, which includes postnatal, which includes steaming and clay packs, and you find yourself a Mexican doula or somebody, and she's in there, and you've got the whole system, and it's top dollar because the obstetricians are charging it. So this is instead of them. And so you might be doing doulas who've become home birth midwives, and you're supporting them, and everybody's heartful. Which is why my symbol is two hands, heartful hands. We need to be doing this from here, she said, hitting her heart, because somebody's got to, because it's missing out there. Now, you're listening to this, so you've magicked me into your space, so go and damn well do it. That's the end of business 102, except to say that if I'm doing couples, it's 5,500, they're in the same room, they only get the one kit, but I'll tell you what, it's a lot harder. It's like having one kid is not having one and another one. It's like having seven of them because of all the interactions and difficulties that are going on. So you don't know what you've lobbed yourself into. And invariably, we've got a war between the two of them. Invariably. And I'm in the middle. And one of them is trying to have me on their side. And, oh boy, so they're in the same room. And it's not always like this, but it mostly is. Because nobody's stopped and gone, what does it mean to you to have to be spending all this money? What does it mean to you that, like, I've got one couple coming. Oh, they went to Czechoslovakia. Why would you go to I don't know, anyway. That was where the donor egg was. He's missed a 3%. Well, we're going to do ICSI with Mr. 3%, and funnily enough, nothing happened. So there's $20,000 gone. And I had a woman ring me up from LA. I'm in Brisbane, mind. And she was there visiting a friend. And she walked past my practice back then, and it said Easy Babies. And she liked that, because that's one of my business names. So she came in, and she just thought that maybe she was going to need my help one day. And she bought my meditation. That was actually for somebody who was dying, and she did when her third child was 3 months old, and I made that for her because I was the only person to talk about dying, and the only reason she stayed pregnant was I was treating her. And she ended up in a psych ward because nobody believed her that she was in so much pain. Well, eventually they scanned her and she had a completely cancered out hip, and nobody could believe she'd stayed pregnant and had that baby. Well, that was my fault. She was having miscarriages. And so she came to me, and so she retained a baby, and she had a normal pregnancy, and she had a normal birth, and she died, and her daughter was 3 months old. So she had three children under four, and she's dead. And that was in 1999. So consequently, this is me saying I'm the hard cases person. So this woman bought my meditation CD, and she ended up in LA. And I just don't believe how the medical profession can be this unethical. She has a husband who's a Green Beret, and he's the head of the unit. And he was just doing his third tour of duty in Afghanistan when she contacted me. And out of the blue, she goes, can I have a treatment when you're next in LA? And I'm going, how did you know I was going next week? I didn't see her because I said, look, this is what you need to do. Well, the doctors had told her that her eggs would be off by the time he comes back, like as if he's going to magically return anyway. He could be bombed. So in the 6 months that it takes from him, you know, to come back, she was then going to be 40. Oh, eggs no good. So she was to go and get her eggs frozen. Now, nobody told her about the 1% likelihood of them ending up as a baby. And so she withdraws $20,000 out of her superannuation And she's in all sorts of drama at school because she's a really heartful teacher and she's having all sorts of problems there. He's over there. Not only that, he's got a pacemaker in his heart. So he's got no magnesium to speak of because of all the stress. And that'll be because of all of the vaccinations, and he's got his glutathione pathways up the creek. So what's his sperm like? They haven't even done a sperm test. Who's to say he's even capable of having a baby? And would you want his stressed out sperm with all of that muck that's been put through his body and whatever else he's been doing? And he's living on caffeine. Well, that's not going to end well for the sperm anyway, because he can't sleep, that's like a magnesium, and he's got to stay awake because he's the head of the platoon. Right. Why has she been freezing her eggs? Ah, now she can't use that because they want to put her on the pill and she can't go on the pill because it does something funny to her. Nobody will start doing, they're not going to give her money back either, but they're not going to start the process because they want to put her on the pill first. They want to put her on the pill so she doesn't accidentally get pregnant, of course, but they don't tell her that. They say they're regulating her cycle. No, they're not. They're ensuring that their investment. So I don't know what she's going to do about that. But they're down 20,000, and how they're going to, you know, like, really. As my husband says, don't couples realise it takes money to raise children? Like, don't people realise that we were all trying to not have babies and we kept on having more a few short decades ago? So if I'm going to be doing the two of them, look, it costs more than that to do a 1 month an IVF, way more than that. So they're throwing money around there with no guarantee. At least seeing you, they're going to be more bonded, they're going to enjoy sex, and they're going to want to be on the same page because I've made sure they're bonded and they're liking sex more. And they've got the tools to go forward. Now, after they've been on the program, yes, I will still see them. But at least I've gotten the commitment for them to be doing what they need to do. The other part of that is if I'm not seeing them incredibly regularly, why bother? Because they, you know, like, we can't be waffling on about their money. That's their problem. They can go and get a loan. I'm not their bank. I've got enough of my own issues going on. I don't need to add mine to theirs, theirs to mine. So they, if they were doing chemo, would just do it. There's no guarantee in chemo. There's no guarantee in IVF. At least they're going to feel better. And you find the qualified person who wants somebody like you, who wants to make sure that they feel better. Now, the couple that I'm thinking of, who I'll see when I get back, because I've seen them three times, and they had to come up from a weird and wonderful place to see me. They both wandered out different people with no pain in their body. Well, that's easy. I'll fix pain just like that. I also gave them the cup and the moxa so they can go home and do it themselves. They've got the quartz, reset your metabolism. They've got the self-care. So they've got the healing power of touch, which is sorting themselves out, their own bellies. They've got foundational moves to use on themselves. As part of that, they've got Love Your Man Better, which is all the prostate drainage and what to do for male fertility. And they need to put the commitment in. They've paid for it. If they don't watch it, look, it doesn't matter. It's there when they do or not. But, you know, if you sign up under the Gentling Way program, you've got all of that for nothing because you've already paid for it. And I'm trying to hand it over. And I'm saying, but you have to pay for it. And you have to have them pay for it. Because at least they're going to be making better babies, or at least they're going to be staying together, and at least they're not going to be at each other's throats and not being grandparents together. And at least we might have a biologically sustainable future. And I think that's the only ethics that you need to be worried about. It's not ethical to waffle on from what I call the middle circle, whether the doctors are happy and all the rest of it. I know about the legalities of everything, but are we going to have a plan? Are we going to have children who can even think at this rate? So I, with my massively brained kid, have drawn a line in the sand and said, I am not going to make any more of these. I am not going to validate your choices. You either come on to my side of the line, which is nature, or you go over there and throw your money away. You're not throwing it away with me. You're investing in the rest of your life. And that's where rice comes from. So you have to be really clear that yes, you could prostitute yourself out.
But why are you doing that? Because it's not going to end well, because you're not going to respect yourself. So that R for responsibility is also respect for the medicine, for life on the planet, and for your own why you're here doing it. So that's probably enough. That's called Business 102. This doesn't look at all like what a business coach would give you, because this is about what I'm calling the top circle. You are here to do more than get your bills paid.